All right, we're going to create your backstory using only your name and your age. All right, it's 9970JX. We're going to see how this works. So, like, just text us or you can call us 502-795-1997 and we'll just make something up and figure out what you, what life you've lived and how you came to the point where you are.
Okay, what your career is. Mm.
So, thank you first to Katie. Texted us 41. All right. Let me do this real quick. We'll get a little.
Oh, we're doing a little theme music and stuff?
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Katie, who's 41,
insists she's laid back.
Mm.
But her life resume reads like a deleted scene from a reality show that should have never been greenlit. At 23, Katie briefly dated a drummer who lived in a storage unit and claimed he was, quote, between breakthroughs.
Oh, wow.
At 29, Katie started doing hot yoga exclusively because her enemies might be there.
Her enemies might be there, but she decided to go there. All right.
At 34, she learned how to make sourdough.
Awesome.
Told everyone it, quote, changed her.
Oh, wow.
Now at 41, Katie owns 3 water bottles.
Yes.
None of which are clean.
Okay.
Emotionally supports herself by saying, I deserve a little treat before every minor decision. Has a drawer full of chargers that don't fit anything she owns.
Uh-huh.
A beef with one specific neighbor but doesn't even know their name.
Oh, wow.
Katie, who's 41, has lived, learned, and refuses to elaborate.
Oh, wow. I choose to think that is about 35% accurate.
Oh, shoot.
Katie, were we on the mark with any of it? Let us know.
Yeah, that was well know. Done. That's great. Thank
that
you.
Is well done.
All right. All right, we'll do one more here, and then we'll get some more people if you want to text or call.
Okay.
We can do that. Let's see, Mason.
Mason's 23. Youngin'. So he hasn't lived as much life as Katie. Right. You're still young, though, Katie. You look great. Your hair's shiny and bouncy.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Mason.
23 years old.
Mason, who's 23, entered adulthood the way most people enter a haunted house.
What?
Confident, loud, and immediately regretting it. At a mere 19, Mason just crashing out on a couch for a week that somehow lasted 8 months. And
oh, wow.
Now at 21, Mason bought concert tickets instead of groceries and called it investing in memories.
Oh, wow. I feel like this is pretty accurate.
Now, at the ripe old age of 23, Mason owns exactly one pan, 7 hoodies, a playlist titled Bangers Only, but
yes!
Sad.
Yes.
Mason has Googled, is this normal, more times than he'll admit. Mason believes every minor inconvenience is a sign from the universe and says things like, I could totally start a podcast without even owning a microphone.
I don't need it.
Mason, 23 years old, figuring it out in public and with witnesses.
I think that is 100% Mason to a T. Mason from E-Town. How'd we do? I think that was pretty great. By the way, Katie says, never have done hot yoga a day in my life. But the chargers are spot on. And yes, I do deserve a little treat. And I have 17 water bottles.
Ah, see, there we go. We were close.
Close.
We were close.
Okay.
And Mason from E-Town said 100%
false. But I love it.
All right. Well, hey, listen. We don't know anything. We're just guessing. We're guessing your backstory, all right? All right. Well, here. We'll take a few more, all right? 502-795-1997. All right. We're attempting to create your origin story here. On 99.7 DJX.
Just knowing your name and your age.
Yeah, so
that's it.
We don't really know you, but this is a great way to like get to know you.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah. Martin's 37.
All right. Martin, 37. Martin, 37-year-old Martin, has the confidence of a guy, once fixed something by turning it off and back on, and now believes he's unstoppable. At 28 years old, Martin bought a grill that was way too expensive for his lifestyle, made it everyone's problem. At 31, Martin went through a craft beer phase that's involved taking photos of foam and saying words like notes and finish with his whole chest.
Wow.
Now, at the youthful age of 37,
yeah,
Martin stretches before doing absolutely nothing.
He probably should.
Owns a drawer labeled miscellaneous.
He labeled it? That's great.
Tells story that starts with my buddy from college. Even though he hasn't spoken to that buddy for years.
Doesn't matter. They don't know that.
Claims he's low drama, but Martin, who's 37's blood pressure, says otherwise. How'd we do, Martin?
I think that's great. We haven't even, like, ventured down his romantic life. That's another lane. Not sure.
All right.
Not sure.
You got anybody else?
Let's see. Do we want to do... Gosh, do we want to do Trina? Trina's 38. Well, listen, we have made up our own little backstory
I've always said with Trina, with absolute love and affection.
Yes.
That she's been ridden hard and put away wet. She's lived life, right?
She always rolls into group therapy with advice that's a little on the, it's the tough love. It's the tough part of the love.
Okay. All right. So Trina. Our dear Trina, 38-year-old Trina,
yeah,
lived at least four personalities and answers to all of them.
That sounds accurate.
At 24, Trina almost moved to three different cities and still tells people she did.
Yes, why not? They don't know.
At 29, Trina bought a planner. Labeled it my reset era.
Yes.
Used it twice.
Sure.
Lost it in a tote bag has never seen daylight again.
Oh, man. No.
By 33, our lovely Trina has a strong stance on oat milk.
Oat milk?
Zero follow through on hobbies.
Okay.
And a group chat muted for her own peace. Now at 38 years old, Trina owns candles for moods she does not experience, sends voice notes, and starts calm and ends feral, treats minor inconveniences like character development arcs. Trina, who's 38, is not spiraling.
She is
free-falling with confidence.
Yes.
There it is.
Falling with style.
Free-falling with confidence.
I like that. Oh, Trina. I feel like that's about 65% accurate.
We're just creating your backstory. We're creating your origin story. We don't know you personally, but we'd like to. And so we'll make it up.
Exactly. In our minds. We don't
get to have long, in-depth conversations
with all of you, so...
Hang on a second. Kelly, you know how we can, like, label our text numbers that come through?
Yes.
There's a section where we can put notes.
Oh,
should we put the backstories that we've created in their notes?
Maybe. Maybe.
So they can
there's a lot of information we can load in here with each number. So maybe we do that.
Oh, shoot.
I mean, find one defining line from it.
All right. Well, here. Okay.
Are we going to do Swifty Kim?
Oh, should we do Swifty Kim?
Let's get the regulars in here.
All right.
Swifty Kim's been on the train, the Ben and Kelly train, for a long time. She's 52. We know because she's named Swifty Kim, she's a massive Swifty. That's the one thing we know about her.
Okay. All right.
What are we thinking?
Okay. So.
You have to make it good. She says she's kind of boring, so we need to make it spicy.
Okay, Swifty Kim.
Okay. By the way, Martin says spot on. I'm dying.
Oh, spot on?
We nailed him. Martin, yep, I knew that.
All right. Our youthful Swiftie Kim, 52 years young, lived long enough to see trends come back around and still refuses to apologize for any of her phases.
Yes, queen!
At 27, Swiftie Kim disappeared for a summer, came back with bangs, confidence, zero explanation.
Okay.
At 35, she declared she was, quote, done with drama.
Oh.
While actively being the most interesting source of it.
Was she shaking it off?
Now at 52, Swiftie Kim owns reading glasses she'll never wear.
Yeah.
Has a ringtone that blares Taylor Swift.
Of course.
And calls everyone Swiftie while absolutely judging them.
Okay.
She knows exactly how things should be done, but yeah, chooses chaos instead. She's
absolutely
tired. She's sharp.
Yep.
She has stories that legally required a beverage before being told.
Oh, wow.
Swiftie Kim, 52, not aging, marinating.
Marinating.
Very good.
I like that.
All right. Hey, all right.
By the way, Trina says, why is this scary accurate?
That's right. All right. I tell you what. We'll do one more round of this. All right.
Okay,
all right.
Wow.
So text in. We're creating your origin story.
Just from your name and your age.
All right.
That's it.
That's right. Hi, Tina.
Hi.
Hi.
Tina from Shelbyville?
No, well,
Taylorsville?
You all know me as Tina from, yes, correct. That's right.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Tina. How old are you?
I'm 63.
All right, 63. Tina.
63 years young.
Okay. Tina from Shelbyville is what we're going to call
now
you.
Now Taylorsville.
Now Taylorsville. Tina, 63, has lived a life so extra that even her high school yearbook is in therapy.
Wow! Out the gate!
At 19, our young Tina ran away for a summer to join a traveling jazzercise troupe.
What?
Came back with three sequined leotards and a very suspicious tan. At 42, our fearless Tina bought a small llama on a whim. Swore it would improve her aura, which it did. Now at 63, Tina from Shelbyville owns 7 cats, a garage full of maybe useful someday gadgets, and a collection of hats that could start their own country.
What happened to the llama? Do we still have the llama?
Tina yells at clouds. Has an ongoing feud with the local mailbox and insists on giving unsolicited life advice to anyone within a 5-mile radius.
She has a feud with the
that
mailbox.
That sounds really accurate.
Tina from Shelbyville, 63, not old, just fully realized the hurricane of chaos with a side of sweet tea.
Oh my
there it is,
gosh.
Tina. How accurate are we? Are we
dang
good?
Well, yeah, a lot. Not the llamas, not all the cats, not all the crap in the garage, but the rest of it. Yeah, that's
spot
pretty
on.
Maybe
all right.
You should
thank
consider
you, Tina.
A llama for the aura.
That's right, for the aura, to help your
you
aura.
You guys are a mess.
All right, thank you, Tina.
Have a great day.
All right,
you
love
too.
You. Bye.
She might be my favorite.
All right, where are we going next?
Do we have Melissa?
All right, Melissa, who's 29?
Melissa's 29.
All right.
Oh,
we're creating your origin story, all right? Your backstory,
just
if you will.
Just from your name and age.
Yep, Melissa, 29, entered her 20s with a vision board, leaving them with receipts.
Oh.
At 22, our young Melissa said, I'm just going to have one drink. Then woke up with a traffic cone in her apartment and no memory of how it became her roommate. Then at 25, Melissa briefly believed she was a, quote, outdoors person after buying one pair of hiking boots and have only seen brewery patios.
Brewery patios.
Now at 29, our young Melissa has 3 personalities depending on caffeine levels, owns candles she refuses to burn because they're, quote, too nice,
yeah,
and treats every inconvenience as a sign to radically change her life. Melissa has Googled, is 29 too late to reinvent yourself?
Oh, what?
And she's also Googled, why do my knees sound like that?
Why do my knees sound like that?
Melissa, who's 29, is thriving in theory and freelancing emotionally.
Okay, I feel like
well done.
That's got to
Melissa,
be,
come on.
That's got to be
pretty
close.
I like it.
That's got to be pretty close.
All right, what are we doing?
I'm guessing. Do we have 12-year-old Tyson? We got to do a 12-year-old.
Oh, gosh. Not a long life to live. But.
Not a lot.
All right, your origin story, Tyson.
Still,
here we go.
All right.
Tyson.
Tyson.
12-year-old Tyson.
Yes.
Already living a life that would exhaust most adults. Listen, at 8 years old,
yeah.
Tyson tried to start a lemonade empire.
Oh, wow.
Ended in a sticky civil war with the neighborhood squirrels.
Dang it.
At 10 years old, Tyson declared himself King of Fortnite. And held court from his beanbag throne, demanding tribute in Doritos and Mountain Dew.
Wow.
Now, at the youthful age of 12,
yeah.
Tyson has a burner TikTok.
What? No, he better not.
Owns socks that have never met a matching pair. And treats homework like it's a myth invented by ancient civilizations.
Yep, probably.
Once tried to train the family dog to fetch the Wi-Fi password and came this close to success. Tyson, who's 12, growing up fast, thinking slowly, and already plotting something slightly illegal, but highly ambitious.
Don't do it, Tyson. Don't do it. I think that's probably spot
on. All right, that's good.
Oh, this is
so great.
We
have time for one more.
I feel like, are we going to tackle the tattooed Mexican with a name like that?
All right, so what we're doing, we're creating your origin story, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know you personally. We'd like to, though.
No, exactly.
So we're going to just make it up.
Right, exactly.
Based on your name and age.
Tattooed Mexican's 47.
We don't know Tattooed Mexican's real name.
No,
he just gave us Tattooed Mexican.
He named himself.
Okay, all right. 47-year-old Tattooed Mexican. Less a person. More a legend.
Oh, yeah!
Whispered through group texts. At 26, Tattooed Mexican learned a hard life lesson that still starts every story with, long story short. At 33, Tattooed Mexican vanished for a weekend, came back with new ink.
Oh, yeah.
A limp.
What?
And a rule about never trusting a guy named Rico.
Rico? What'd Rico do?
Now at 47, Tattooed Mexican owns exactly one good jacket that everyone's afraid to touch. Has a laugh that arrives 5 seconds before he does. Treats silence like an invitation to overshare.
Oh my God.
Doesn't explain the tattoos.
No, why would you?
Lets them speak, argue, and occasionally incriminate.
Oh, well.
Tattooed Mexican, 47, survived vibes, decades, and at least one situation where someone said, you're going to want to sit down for this.
Wow.
All right, that's good.
I assume the jacket has no sleeves, too. I'm picturing that.
I'm telling you what.
Because you have to show off the tattoos.
We have such interesting listeners.
Absolutely.
I love it.
You guys are amazing.
You guys are awesome.
By the way, Melissa says, that was fantastic. I definitely do Google random popping in my bones. I'm still totally excited for 30.
I love it. All right, good stuff. All right, we'll bring this back. Listen, if you know anything about this show, it's that we find a good idea and we beat it to death.
Absolutely. So all of you that are waiting in the wings, we're taking notes.
I'm sure we'll be back for you later, all right?